That would be my cue, wouldn't it? I got so into it. Thank you so much. So little Eric Clapton, you know, we can change the world. Say it with me. I can change the world.
I can change the world.
Turn to the person next to you. Say, you can change the world. And enjoy this beautiful area and say, we can change the world.
We can change the world.
Yeah, doesn't that feel good? Does. I grew up in a Presbyterian church. Do we have any recovering Presbyterian? Okay, so we have a couple in here. Wonderful. So the way that I was raised was really that here is the Bible. Here's your roadmap for life. And it was basically the denomination that I grew up in was basically kind of keep your head down, keep your nose clean. The rapture's coming, so we just hang in there until we get there. And then at 29, I came into the New Thought scene. I'd never heard of New Thought before, and they handed me a blank notebook and a hard helmet and said, here you go, here's your life, enjoy. Not quite what I was fully expecting, and yet life's curriculum writes itself. I had titled this Rolling with the Unexpected, knowing that I probably would have had some unexpected, and I did. On my drive here this morning. So I left Houston at 7 a.m., was enjoying the sunrise and kind of driving my way on over here. And I was about 60 miles or so outside of town. And then all of a sudden I started seeing brake lights. And at first it was the flashing brake lights, but then it would just turn solid. I thought, that's how I felt, exactly. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And so I was sitting there parked on the side, and I thought, okay, well, this is different. Okay, and I pulled over to the side a little bit to see, and there was a sign ahead that said, expect a 30-minute delay. And I thought, well, I'm not expecting a 30-minute delay, certainly. And I thought, there needs to be a way that I can get out of here. And I saw some people that were coming up along the shoulder of the road. And I thought, I have two choices. I could sit here and be a good minister and presence and honor the rules and do all that, or I could really just jump over into the side lane here and go 30 yards and go ahead and exit. So that's what I went ahead and did. I was able to find kind of a workaround, because at that point GPS stopped working, and I said, okay, universe. So of course there's going to be something that comes up directly related to this. Being with the unexpected. So we seldom know what's around the corner, and we can expect the unexpected. In fact, we should expect the unexpected, but we don't always have to have a mindset that tells us to brace for impact. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes when we encounter unexpected experiences, it's like, okay, well, how bad is this going to be? Or we're already in that mindset. There's two kinds of people in life, those that really like surprises and those of us that say, how can I avoid this? I remember years ago, I grew up in theater and performing arts, and one day I had a performance, and my brother flew in from Colorado, totally surprised me. I had no idea. That was super exciting and just really made my heart sing. And then there's other times I've been so hungry, and I've reached for that chocolate chip cookie, and instead I've gotten a mouthful of oatmeal raisin. Not a fan, not really what I was expecting. But you know, changes happen in life, surprises happen in life, things that we expect and unexpect. When you consider health diagnoses that we may encounter, death, divorce, financial troubles, relationships, the pandemic. How about 2.5 years of what we've been experiencing? Can't quite say we expected that. And honestly, about the first 6 months in or so, I felt like I was trapped in this twisted game of Jumanji, where every month was a new level. It's like, what's going to come out now? Toilet paper's gone. Okay, we've moved on. We're into something else. And it's just like, okay, what do we do with that? How do we be with that? So we can create plans in our lives, but we don't have to get carried away with fear. It's a good thing to be prepared. It's a good thing to know when you have something on the horizon that you are working toward, for there to be that goal, for you to take those steps to get there, but to not be held in fear. And everything that we experience in life is information. It's really to reflect to us what our belief system is, our BS, for lack of better terms, our belief system. So our beliefs determine how we respond to everything that occurs in our life. So if we're in a space of fear, we'll likely encounter fear. And if we're in faith, we'll see reflections of that as well. The third unity principle says that thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. That means we're powerful. Remember in the beginning we were talking about, I can change the world. Yes, we can, because that's one of the beliefs that we have in unity, is that our thoughts become things, and we have the ability to create the life of our dreams. And the life of our dreams doesn't always look the way that we perhaps have laid out there. But it can allow us to become intentional and passionate. Many of you have likely heard of the incredible young woman, Malala Yousafzai, who is a Pakistani-born woman in 1997. And she grew up in a family that valued education, that valued knowledge, that valued wisdom, and wanted to impart that. And when she was 10 years old, though, the Taliban came and they took over the city that she was living in. And they made a bunch of rules that just were not, they were restrictive, they were forceful, they were controlling. And one of those was that women, girls, were no longer allowed to go to school. Because educated women are powerful, and they didn't want that. And Malala knew that, and she sat with it and said, I'm going to school. All of us are going to school. We are going to do this. And that made her a target. And then when she was 14 years old, she was on the school bus, and they were taken over by masked gunmen. And they said, who is Malala? I don't know if she raised her hand or she spoke up, but they found her. And they shot her in the head. She's 14 years old. They eliminated the target, so they thought, because she survived. She spent 10 days in an unconscious state. Spent the next several years doing therapy and surgeries and a number of things to get back. And there's one powerful thing that she said. She said, I knew that I had a choice. I knew I could live a quiet life, or I could make the most of this new life that I've been given. I was determined to continue my fight until every girl could go to school. Talk about harnessing power. Talk about taking an experience in your life that is unexpected. But yet, she knew that she had that choice. She was at that crossroads, and so what is hers to do? So she became further an advocate. She developed the Malala Fund, which is a giving charity that gives girls the opportunity to achieve the future that she chooses, not one that's assigned to her. Beautiful things have been birthed from tragedy. There are stories that inspire and unite, and those that are unexpected. So we can expect the unexpected. And we are divinely equipped to be able to handle whatever comes our way. My beloved mentor, Reverend Michael Gott, has told me many times, God doesn't call the equipped, God equips the called. And we're all called. We're all called to be the divine expression of who we are. We are called to be the love and light of the world. We're called for, the term I'm thinking of. We're called to be courageous. That's one of our many callings. There are plenty of growth opportunities. Ago, another growth opportunity. You can also add another letter in there, but I won't do that. So another stinking growth opportunity, you know? So we're surrounded by these opportunities. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore developed this power system of soul growth called the 12 powers. You may be familiar with some of these. These are aspects of the nature of the divine, and they include, some include wisdom and love and strength, imagination, understanding, zeal, life itself. Observe, if you have not. I was wondering, I thought, oh, everybody, a couple people are doing this. I was like, this is a thing. Yeah, they're feeling it. It's like, you know, just look around the room. So you're familiar with the 12 powers, I see. So these all work in, these are beautiful. Okay, a squirrel moment, I'm sorry. These are beautiful hangings, and they all work together in harmony. They help keep us connected to spirit. They remind us of the truth of who we really are. And so we have the opportunities to grow through spiritual practice, through embracing these powers, through accepting the fact that we are both human and divine. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And God is ever present in and through and as us. We're also human. And this is where I tend to get stuck. Many of you may as well. I can get stuck in stress, fear, anxiety, when I am stuck in the how of figuring things out. So I grew up in a family where there really wasn't ever a point where it's like, well, there's no answer. It's like, oh, no, you come up with a plan B, C, D, all the way to Z. It's like you have all of these other workarounds to be able to get to whatever it is that we're trying to get to. But my ego can say, well, it's on me to figure this out because God hasn't showed up yet and shown me that billboard. So, okay, so it's on me. And I can step out of my divinity and take control of a situation myself, and then I may find out that it's not exactly how I hoped it would be or how I would want it to be. American spiritual teacher and mystic Peace Pilgrim said, "What we usually call human evolution is the awakening of the divine nature within us." We're not going to figure it all out. Some of us need that cosmic 2x4 several times over the head to say, we're really not going to figure all of it out. We can only trust the divine plan of the universe and expect the unexpected. We have the ability to leave room for spontaneous joy. Does anybody like that spontaneous joy? Didn't see it coming. Are we looking around for the wondrous benefits that God has prepared for us? Maybe you run into someone that you haven't seen in quite a while. There's a social media post that lifts your spirits, or you hear a message and you say, man, I really felt like that was just for me. Or that song on the radio was just for me. Those words were just what I needed. Or even the kindness and compassion of someone opening a door. The other day, I was out of town. I was actually in Missouri, and I had stopped into a gas station just to get a cup of coffee. And I was standing in line, and this man encouraged me to go ahead. And I thought, oh, no, it's okay. I'm waiting my turn like everyone else. And he said, please, ladies first. And I'm a bit of an old-fashioned soul. I just thought that was so sweet. And I said, you know what? I won't block his blessing. I won't block his blessing. He wants me to go ahead. I will go ahead and go ahead. I will tell you, I don't know how. I just turned 37 a couple weeks ago, and I don't know how I got into pull up your pants and get off my lawn status, but it's here. I have encountered that with people where I get kind of defensive, and I can, again, get into my ego. But it's like, just be kind. Because you don't know where that interaction is going to lead next. You don't know how you can bless somebody else. My dad was a business manager for many years. He's also been a first responder for the majority of his life. And when he was in business management, he would often write on the board, he'd be leading a team, and they have their point A, point B. If you know engineering, you got it, point A, point B. And then up on the board, he would put up a sticky note. And it says, and then a miracle occurred. We don't know how we're getting from point A to point B, but we're going places. And you don't know what's possible. Can you identify moments in your life that you're looking at right now that you're saying, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know where that money is coming from. I don't know where that soulmate is out in the world somewhere for me. And that's okay. And you don't have to figure it out. That's not what is ours to do. I got quite the surprise recently, speaking of rolling with what is unexpected in my life. And I had a dream that I'd been holding on to for a while, and yet I set that aside because there was another dream that came into play, and I thought, I want this one. I'm gonna pursue this one. And so this original dream that I had just kind of stayed on the shelf, and I pursued this other dream, and that other dream didn't have the fairy tale ending that I was hoping. And I reached a place in my life, in my spiritual growth, that I just really stopped and I said, you know, I'm pushing the river on this. I'm trying to turn this into something that it's not meant to be. And it's time for me to let go. And it's okay for me to let go and see what else is next. So just like praying for patience, you will get that. Some people know very well. Pray for patience, you get that. You say, God, use me. What next? Powerful words. And when I reached that place where I was willing to go ahead and accept that, that dream that was dusted and on the back of the shelf there, I brought that back out and I held it and I asked one question, and it was, is there something here for me in this dream? I will say, within the course of 10 days of asking that, my whole world changed. And saving the whole backstory is that I was offered a job at Unity Worldwide Ministries up in Missouri, Unity headquarters, Unity Village. And that was a dream that I had several years ago, but I said, nah, I said, I'm meant to be here, I'm meant to do this. Unexpected. Here's an opportunity. Here's the chance to do something that I've wanted to do, things that I am passionate about and talented in that I get to use in another capacity to further the Unity movement. How cool is that, and how unexpected? Was not banking on this at all, and yet here we go. So my first action was to let go and to get out of my own way. I also grew up talking a lot about how I grew up, but I grew up in a family that if you didn't have the money, you didn't do it. It was just that simple. You don't spend money that you don't have. And yet, I very much see the value in that, and I hold on to that value a lot. But had I let that determine going to ministerial school, I wouldn't be here right now. So what I was willing to do was to be open to the universe and say, okay, I don't know how, but I trust you. I trust the divine. I trust the source of my good is interested in my good and will provide that way. And that way has been provided. And I'm encountering the same experience again in getting ready to move. I don't know how I'm going to afford this. And yet, it's mine to do. It's that next chapter. So I trust and I know that there is good in the unexpected. The universe is ever responding in our favor, and we're given opportunity after opportunity to hold on to the essence of what it is that we are passionate about, whatever it is that is calling to us, whatever it is that may be our work to do, to hold on to the essence, but to release the form. I don't know if you look at your life today or you consider your life today. Is this where you thought you would be? Maybe yes. For me, not a chance. The last thing I thought I would be was in a church, befriending church people, going to ministerial school and becoming a minister, because that was not in my agenda. The universe kept calling. I kept putting it to voicemail. Universe would call again. I would say, you know, I'd move. I'd say, lose my number. Guess what? Passion pursues you. And what I love about that, too, is it's an invitation. We're given invitation after invitation to allow ourselves to transform, to allow ourselves to see spiritual principle and practice demonstrated in our lives. And they call it spiritual practice for a reason. It's not spiritual perfection. We don't get there. It is the process. I remember hearing the phrase often, it's not about the destination, but it's about the journey. And I'm like, sometimes I'm about the destination. You know, I want to get there. And yet, there's so much beauty in the journey. The more we put our spiritual principles and teachings into practice, we can determine from where we are operating and make adjustments. I totally have not been keeping track of the time. So I'm just going to say and encourage you to lean into that which is unexpected. Maybe be willing to release an idea of what you may have. Not even necessarily surrender it fully, but being willing to say, okay, God, what next? What's that next step? What's that next little thing I need to do? Ask for what you want. Because the universe says yes to that. If you want clarity, if you want freedom, if you want wisdom, if you want patience, I don't know who would want that, but if you would want that, the universe says yes. So lean into that and receive the blessings that come with being open-hearted, open-minded. Unwrap the gifts that await and discover if it's another oatmeal cookie or if it's the next chapter to your life. I have sold myself short again and again and again in this lifetime. And today I choose to say, not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. So trust in the intentionality of the universe and mine the bits of joy that are along the journey. I'm so grateful to be here this morning. Not because I'm off of work. I know that they're all doing well and their service is going great, but I'm so grateful to get to be here. Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Reverend Jill, for this opportunity. Let's go ahead and take a moment here and center in for a brief meditation. So I invite you all to gently close your eyes, wherever you're seated. If you're at home watching on the live stream, that you settle in where you are, find that comfortable place, and just breathe. Feeling that power, that presence of the love of the universe enfolding you. The power and the presence and the beauty and the wisdom of God shining through you, as you. So we take a moment to surrender our agendas, our fears, our questions, insecurities, emptying ourselves and simply being and breathing. And as we're being and breathing, we listen to that still, small voice of spirit. And we ask that question, what is my word? Or what is my emotion? Or what is it you want to gift me today? And just listen. Just breathe and be with that wisdom. Bask in that love. Smile with joy and zeal. Knowing that we are all called to do great things in this world. We are called to be, to demonstrate the love and light of God in ways that are unique to each and every one of us. And the universe said, yes, we need a you in this world. And so I release these words with joy in my heart, in gratitude of knowing the promises and the truth of God, and that none of it is by merit. It is given to us because it is who and what we are, the love, the light of the world. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.